Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do you want to say to your Milwaukee Brewers before they take on the Cubs? Because here at The Mix, it's Elizabeth and Radar. We correspond with the front office quite a bit. You know, we get some fun interviews. We've had Marty Ronski on, who's the COO. We've even talked to Pat Murphy. We've had him on the show as well. And we want to get as much fun audio from Brewers fans as we can to send to the front office, to send to the guys. And we need you to tell us, what is your message to the crew? 414-432-1099.
Get ready to pack your bags because you're coming back to Milwaukee for Game 5. Can I say that? Can I leave that
there? You're done.
Am I? Wait.
Radar, you're done. Turn it off.
What?
Turn it off. You are done. It could be a long message. It can be a simple message like what Christine from Slinger wants to say.
Good luck, guys. Go Brew Crew.
Okay.
I love it. Simple and to the point. 414-432-1099. We're calling it a winning Wednesday. We've got Mike from Waukesha. We know you are a huge Super Brewers fan. What do you want to tell the guys?
Oh, my gosh. I love you guys so much. You guys go out there. You keep having fun. You stay loose. You have fun. I hope Pat's got a couple of pancakes in his pocket so he has a snack. And you guys have fun and go win. Get that sweet.
Woo! Hey, Mike, you know we got our song here, Pocket Full of Pancakes. Have you heard it?
Oh, I love it every time you play it.
Okay, Mike, can we hear you say the chorus? Can you sing the I got a pocket full of pancakes? Can you sing that for us?
I got a pocket full of pancakes. I got the Brewers and Pat Murphy. Oh.
Yeah, Mike, good job.
Mike, hey, man, keep in touch with us because the winning's going to continue on, and we want to hear from you and how you're feeling about the team, okay? Let's take it all the way.
You got it.
So fun.
He was good.
What do you want to say to the Brewers? 414-432-1099. We're going to send this off to the Brewers and the front office so that they'll have some fun audio. Know that the team has so many people behind them. But the song, I love that Mike from Waukesha knows about the song, Pocket Full of Pancakes. If you all love it too, you could sing along to keep that good winning energy going here on 99.1 The Mix.
I got a pocket full of pancakes. I got the Brewers with Pat Murphy. Oh, oh.
Oh.
Oh. Postseason fun, no team's gonna break us. Cubs and Mets are never gonna shake us. Oh, oh, oh. They came to play.
They came to play.
Stealing third base.
Stealing third base.
This is our place.
This is our place.
Go Bryce Turay.
Go Bryce Turay.
And Pat Murphy.
And Pat Murphy.
To win the game.
To win the game.
Brewers all day.
Brewers all day.
A World Series.
A World Series.
I got a pocket full of pancakes. I got the Brewers with Pat Murphy. Oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Sound good.
Postseason fun, no team's gonna break us. Cubs and Mets are never gonna shake us. Oh, oh, oh. I got a pocket full of pancakes.
Milwaukee, bring the syrup.
And the trophy.
Murph's maple syrup.
I got a pocket full of pancakes.
Yeah, you got a pocket full of pancakes over there. Absolutely.
Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
Hi, it's Stephanie from Waukesha.
Yes, Stephanie, what do you want to say to the Brew Crew?
Well, I just want Pat Murphy to remember me, meeting me at the Lexus dealership, and just tell him, just think about Stephanie and the cute outfit, and that'll give him motivation to, with the crew. And tell them to beat the Cubs.
Murph's a Family Guy. I don't know if he's going to be like doing that. Yeah, let's read that. Beat the Cubs part. Yeah, okay, we'll do that, Stephanie. How about that?
Stephanie from Waukesha. Where did you meet Pat Murphy?
At the Lexus dealership. And he told me he liked my outfit.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh. And how long ago was this conversation?
A couple weeks ago when he was visiting the Lexus dealership.
Yeah, okay.
My friend met me there. He said, get over here. And he said, make an outfit and get over here. So I made it at 5 o'clock and had to be there by 6:30.
You did it.
Yeah, I did it.
You made an outfit for one of his friends? I mean, we know that you do alterations out there in Waukesha. My son's come to you, and he's had some of his uniforms altered from you. You do a great job. You made something for his friend? More.
I made an outfit for myself, and I had to get over there in an hour and a half. And I ripped up a T-shirt, and he said, you should sell those at the fan store. And I said, yeah, but how does the old lady look in the outfit? And he said, we're not old, we're seasoned.
Yeah, vintage.
I love it.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.